Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way and worshiping with me this morning to Something to Believe In. We truly is a great miracle when we can find something to believe in. I think that's one of the greatest statements that we can make. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through and by me. But there's a great many statements in the Bible, but I love Jesus. Thank God for Jesus Christ who paid the price that I could not pay. So let's go right now and listen to a song right here. I love this song, and this one says, Someone to Care.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your trouble like no other can do. Appointments come and you feel so blue, there'll be someone to care for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone
like that's a very personal song. He said, when you need a friend until the end, or someone who cares for you. I care about you, and I hope that you are feeling the same about me. I don't think you would be doing anything but that when you're supporting this broadcast. You're saying to me, Brother Tommy, I am supporting your ministry, and that's very important. I want to send that out to Ann and Carol Cole. I haven't sent them out a song for a while. And then I want to remember all my loved ones out there. I want to remember Denise Brown, and I appreciate her, and I appreciate all of you. I get into naming names. I might forget someone. So let's go right back now. I want to do another song here, and I hope you enjoy this one also. Martha and I do this together, The Last Mile Together. I hope you love it.
I hope the last mile to get through. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we'll walk the last mile together. We made our house a home for our little ones, and we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too.
We walked in the sunshine, we fought the stormy weather, and I hope we'll walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. Is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together. I remember when you first said I love you. I didn't know that a love could be so strong.
We walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land.
Last mile together. I can remember when we did that song, and I love playing Martha's music. I hope that you understand that Martha has gone on to be with the Lord, but she still lives on in music, and she was a great entertainer. She was she wasn't an entertainer, but she loved good gospel music, and her and I together, we worked a lot of songs up, but I never got enough music by Martha. Seemed like time gets away from you. We had planned on doing a whole lot of things, but I took another church and stayed there for another 12 years, and that 12 years, Martha was sick, 11 of them, so it kind of interrupted our life, but anyhow, we did walk the last mile together, so I hope that you understand that when I play Martha's music, I'm playing it because I love it, and I know that you love it, so I hope that you never get tired of it. So we're going to go right now and listen to this song right here, and this one said, Heaven is Real.
Life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see, and and my hands cannot touch it and feel. I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for. Heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for.
That's going to receive the miracle. But there's a little catch to this thing of receiving a miracle from God. First of all, you must believe in God. You say, well, everybody believes in God. No, no. Everybody doesn't believe in God. Now, everybody may know about God, and everyone has heard about God, but do you really know God? You see, the Bible said in Hebrews 11:6, that he that cometh to God must believe that God is. That's very important. I found out a long time ago when I started my Christian journey, I had to linger a long time in the very first book of the Bible. I went to the very first verse, and it said, in the beginning, God. You see, I knew that there was no reason to go any farther. If I could not settle in my heart and in my mind, in my spirit, that there was a God, and He's real, and He's going to be real in my life, then don't go no farther. Oh, a lot of people have joined the church, they got baptized, and yet they don't know God. And to receive a miracle from God, you've got to realize that only God can give miracles. Only God can give miracles. Oh, we talk about them like they're nothing. We talk about them like they're just coming right and left, and all you got to do is believe. Just believe. Have faith in God. All things are possible to them that will believe. When we begin to believe in God and believe in the supernatural, a miracle that is coming only from God. When God says to me, I want to give away one miracle, and I'm the only source of that miracle, then I've got to go to the Webster Dictionary to find out what a miracle is. A miracle is a happening that seems to be against the known laws of nature and science. Now, that's what Webster recognized. And you've got to recognize that. If you're going to receive this miracle, you must believe in God. Because God is a supernatural God. God is the only giver of miracles. And if God's got that one miracle for you, then we've got to believe in God. Miracles only come from God. Only God can give miracles. Do you really believe in God? Because that is the first way to receive a miracle from God, is to believe in God. They must believe in God. And if you believe in God, then you are precipitant to that miracle. But again, we've got to ask another question. Do you believe that God is able to give that miracle? Is God really able to meet that miracle that is needed in my life? And then it brings us to another question. Who needs the miracle? I want you to self-examine right now. Which one of you needs the miracle more than the other? But then again, who of you sitting in the pulpit, or in the pew, I mean, don't also need some kind of a miracle? So we got to determine, if God is going to give this miracle, and it's only going to come from God, then we've got to determine who needs the miracle the most. You reckon in the Bible days, the Bible said Jesus was coming down the road. Great crowds were thronging Him. Great crowds were gathering around Him. The little woman had heard about Jesus. The Bible said that this little woman had been had a blood issue for 12 long years. Now you would say she definitely needed a miracle. And she did. And she said, if I can but touch the hem of His garment, I can be made whole. She goes down, she looks the crowd over, and the crowd is pressing and thronging. And I literally believe that she literally got down and crawled to the foot of Jesus Christ. And I believe that when she reached out and touched His garment, the Bible said she was made whole from that very moment. I believe that, but did she need the miracle more than the man right on down the road? You see, there's another man on down the road, just a little bit below her, who is also needing a miracle. And that was the blind man who sat by the wayside begging. He needed a miracle, but did he need it more than she did? The blind man need a miracle more than the woman who had the issue of blood? Well, let's take you to another scene. Let's go down to the pool of Bethesda. Here's a pool. The Bible said there were many who were lame and halt and withered. I don't understand when the Bible tells something, it always explains how long and how many. It'll always tell you that. And there were many at the pool of Bethesda. There were many people needing a miracle and needing the touch of God. Through their own admission, they said, we're waiting for the trouble in the water. And once a year, somebody comes down, an angel comes down and troubles the water, and whoever steps in first is healed. But there were many people laying at the pool of Bethesda that needed a miracle. So we've got to decide, who needs the miracle the most? Is it you that needs a miracle more than the person sitting beside of you? You see, because we've got to decide, who needs this miracle? Oh, I got one miracle, and God said, give that miracle away, and if I'm going to give it to one person, I've got to make a decision of who needs it the worst. Is it you? Who needs the miracle the most? Well, I'm just dumb enough to believe the Bible said that my God will supply all of our need according to His riches and glory, so we put it back in the hands of God. God's got to decide who needs the miracle the most. And that's what He's going to do. He's going to decide, is it the woman with a blood issue? Is it the blind man sitting beside the wayside begging? Or who is it that's down at the pool of Bethesda that needs a touch more than the other? And this afternoon, that's a very important question. Do I need a miracle worse than they needed in New Orleans? Do I need a miracle worse than you do? Do you need a miracle worse than I do? You see, that's in the hands of God. You see, God works with a determining counsel. That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. He said that there's a determining council who's already determined this thing. So it's God that's going to determine who needs a miracle. Not July, and we may see this one needs a miracle, that one needs a miracle, but don't ever forget it's God that's looking for the person that really needs a miracle. But then again, He wants to give it to the one that needs it the most. So look across at your neighbor. Maybe they need it worse than you do. Well, then again, maybe we're going to have to decide if we deserve a miracle. I mean, how come that word deserve always fits within the framework of my life? You know, we're hung up on that thing. You know, I deserve this, I deserve that. I remember that Stephen Manley said the only rights that we have was Jesus Christ bear them at Calvary. They were nailed to the cross. Our rights were put at Calvary. But how many of us are going to receive that miracle this afternoon simply because we deserve it? Do you deserve a miracle from God? Do you deserve for God to heal or touch? Do you deserve for God to do anything for you at all? Is it because God's going to give you the miracle because you deserve it? I remember a story of a young man who was in court due to the fact that a drunk driver, they had left church one day and on their way home, and
I stood upon the hillside looking on a distant mountain where the colors of the sunset chased away the evening gloom. I thought of God Almighty, who designed this lovely view. I said I'd like to know Him, and now thank God I do.
Certainly sorry for that, but I don't know what happened, but anyhow, we'll go to this song right here. Sounds like angels to me.
Oh, I must be close to that heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door.
Sure sounds like angels to me.
maybe you could help me. I want you to write me and let me know, should I continue to play Martha's music? I love to play Martha's music. I love to keep her memory alive. But I wonder if it's fair to her, fair to you, to play these songs. I know that they're heartbreaking to hear them, but Martha was a great singer. She loved the Lord, and I can remember, when I play a song, I can sit here and just remember when we recorded it. And my memory is getting bad. I mean, I'm at the age where I just can't think like I used to could, and I can't operate like I used to could, but I can remember Martha doing those songs, and she'd make a mistake, or I'd make a mistake, and we look at each other and grin or laugh or something. But anyhow, I wonder if you appreciate her music. If you do, I will continue to play her music right on. But if you think it's wrong or hard for me to play her music, then you let me know. Let's pray together. Father, I bring my unseen honest to you. We stand before you, the great throne of God, the God who is omnipotent, all-powerful, who has healing in his wings. And Father, I pray for healing for my sick people in my radio audience. I pray for those who are financially sick, God, and needing jobs and needing healing in their body. Lord, there's so many things they need, but let's pray this morning that you will supply the need according to your riches and glory. And I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that works on the radio airs while I am preaching or singing or whatever you're doing. Lord, I wouldn't do a broadcast if I didn't think that you were behind it. We've been on here for a long time, and Lord, I know that it's in your will and your way, because people have prayed and paid and kept this preacher's voice going. So I pray, Lord, that I'll be preaching when you decide to take me home to be with you. But until then, I'll just keep on keeping on for you. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said it. Amen. Well, neighbor, that's been good to be with you today. Now, I want you to pray about it. I want you to give me some input on what you think about Martha continuing her music here with us. If you love it, then let me know. Just drop me a card or a letter and let me know. We'll just keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.